Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
This is LBC London News.
Well, we'll get back to our top stories in just a few moments' time. But now let's head across to the United States and join Simon Marks. Normally talking to Simon Marks about a different kind of powerful force, the US president, but this time talking about a powerful force of nature. Of course, Hurricane Harvey, which is about to hit the American state of Texas. Most powerful hurricane to hit the US in over a decade, possibly. Good afternoon, Simon.
Hello, Oliver. I'm so used to talking about Donald Trump and everything that's going on here in Washington, D.C., that it's one of those moments when you remind yourself that there's a big country out there that we also have to cover. And this is a very, very big storm that is bearing down on South Texas. Hurricane Harvey is expected to make landfall here in the United States tonight. It has already strengthened to a Category 2 storm, and the fear is that by the time it slams into the South Texas coast, it will be a Category 3 hurricane. Weather forecasters believe this is the most powerful storm to hit mainland America in over a decade. It's been sitting there in the Gulf of Mexico gathering strength, and all the forecasts suggest that it is making a beeline for the city of Houston and for a variety of other cities across South Texas. Taylor Millard is a reporter with NBC News Radio in Texas.
San Antonio, which is 3 hours west of Houston, they've issued a local disaster declaration, and they could get 10 to 20 inches of rain. That's how big this storm is. There are some mandatory evacuations for smaller areas in between Corpus Christi and Houston, but most people are planning on sticking things out.
The governor of Texas has already declared a state of emergency. There are forecasts that winds are going to reach at least 111 miles per hour by the early hours of Saturday morning along the south coast of Texas. There are fears for the oil industry's infrastructure because remember, of course, Texas is not only home to those familiar kind of oil wells that we all used to see in the opening titles on the TV show Dallas. It's now also home to a massive fracking industry that has been digging deep into the Texas soil over the last couple of years. And several of those towns and communities where fracking has become ubiquitous are right in the path of this storm. There is a massive emergency response already underway. Rich Woodruff is with the American Red Cross in Utah, one of the states from which the Red Cross is sending volunteers and supplies to Texas.
This is what we call one of these all-hands-on-deck situations where we pull in assets from really all over the country. We're looking at a very, very large event that's going to require a lot of volunteer support and, frankly, a lot of financial support.
And the National Weather Service is urging people in Texas now to take steps to protect their lives and also their property. They say that it's not just going to be the intensity of the hurricane that causes the problem here, but ongoing flooding, particularly in low-lying areas. And remember, anyone who's ever been to that part of Texas will know that it is an extraordinarily flat landscape. And so the ability for hundreds of miles of that part of South Texas to experience very, very serious flooding is something that the local authorities there are now bracing themselves for.
And this, Simon, is going to be Donald Trump's, what looks like it's going to be his first big major natural disaster, a big test for him. Of course, nobody can forget the criticism that George Bush faced in 2004 over the government's response to Katrina.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, Hurricane Katrina changed everything for every future president of the United States ever since then. And I think for the foreseeable future, you're going to see presidents of the United States wanting to demonstrate that they're taking the threat of a hurricane seriously. We have already seen Donald Trump visiting FEMA, the Emergency Management Agency here in Washington, D.C. He's been on the phone with Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. He wants to demonstrate that he is doing everything that he can to assist the state in its preparations for their response to Hurricane Harvey. President Trump is going to be spending the weekend, his second weekend running, at Camp David. He'll be heading there a little bit later on today. The White House says that he will be monitoring the storm from Camp David and that he will be ready to respond in any way to the storm as we all wait to see just how severe its impact may be. And there's a big opportunity here politically for Donald Trump as well, because, of course, this storm is now receiving absolutely massive wall-to-wall coverage on American television. This is an opportunity politically for him to change the subject, an opportunity for him to show the country that he is ready to exercise the full powers of the presidency, not just from a political perspective, but also from the perspective of being America's head of state. We'll have to see how bad the storm is. Remember that these hurricanes don't always follow the track that the meteorologists expect them to follow. But might there be an opportunity next week for Donald Trump even to clamber aboard Air Force One and head to Texas and pay the state a visit? Well, we'll have to see what he decides to do, and he'll make those decisions based in large measure on the storm's impact.
And of course, most people here in the UK probably haven't experienced anything like a hurricane. I've experienced a Category 2 hurricane, and I can tell you that that was a beast. Presumably, the destruction that a Category 3 hurricane could cause is going to be terrible.
Yes, if you've been through a Category 2, you're a braver man than I am.
I've got the T-shirt.
Where was that?
And that was in Florida.
Goodness me, that's very impressive stuff. Look, a Category 3 storm, if this indeed makes landfall as a Category 3, it's going to do serious damage. I mean, there's no question about that whatsoever. And I think it's also really the topography of that part of Texas that makes people so worried about what this can do. As I say, it is such a flat landscape. I mean, you can literally drive from Houston to San Antonio and then on to Galveston and Corpus Christi right down on the coast, and you basically never encounter a hill. I mean, it's absolutely completely flat. You could put a spirit level down on the road and it would be absolutely perfectly level. And so, you know, this water is going to move and it's going to do damage and it's going to cause flooding that could take quite a while to recede. It's interesting that there haven't been more mandatory evacuations, possibly as we get closer to the time at which the storm is going to make landfall, which we think is around 10 or 11 o'clock tonight in Texas. That would be around 4 o'clock in the morning, UK time. Perhaps they will order more mandatory evacuations when they get a clearer sense of the storm's path. But they are definitely very worried. And the Trump administration here in Washington, D.C., and as I say, out at Camp David when he gets there, will be keeping a very close eye.
Indeed. Hurricane Charlie, that was the one that I was caught up, and I've just looked it up. I wasn't very old at all. I was only about 9 or 10 years old.
I'm bound to say Harvey just doesn't seem to be much of a name for an intense hurricane. But
I don't.
There you go.
Well, thank you very much, Simon Marks, joining us live from the US. Stay with us. The Traveller's next.